I know, I know, I know, I know. Okay.
You know, it's been a blessing to be a fisherman all my life, to make my living around fishermen. And how many people have been able to say that they made a living going all over the United States and being paid for it and being able to fish a lot of the great places in the country. I've been truly blessed. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer. You know, about 4 years ago, I was getting the well, I led a blessed life. God has given me so many blessings, let me live a life that nobody else, not many people can live. I got to fish just about every area of the United States, sometimes several times. Went to go to Canada and Mexico. I've been over a year in Mexico with different times. I was diagnosed about 4 years ago with prostate cancer, which this was a higher grade prostate cancer that was further along than what most people's are. I was diagnosed as stage four from the very beginning. The doctor were telling me that I probably had a year or two to live, and it's you know, it was kind of hard to take. After I was being treated a while, I got to where I couldn't walk, walking on a walker. I came out better. God really blessed me and gave me where I could do just about what I wanted. I wasn't the strongest I was, but I still got to go fishing. I've been to Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Mexico, Texas, and a couple places. And just got to fish a lot of places. I was blessed with a lot of good customers that like to travel a lot. And I was blessed in that they paid me to take them these places. You know, being a guide and being owning the resort, I came into contact with a lot of fishermen, and I've always been a Christian. I've taught in Sunday school, and just really trusted what God said. However, I didn't, wasn't the witness that I knew I should be. God knew, I knew that I should be out telling people more about Jesus. And the reason that I didn't was sin. It was hard for me to go out and be a strong witness for Christ when I had sin in my life. And I think the biggest sin was anger. I'd get mad at things. Not to make excuses, but I worked a lot of hours as a guide and then running the resort that I just got tired, I think, is my excuse. And I would just flat lose my temper like you wouldn't believe. And how can you be a witness for Christ when you're acting so stupid? But the anger was just an excuse. You get out and you witness for Christ no matter what. And hopefully, you know, that sin will go away from you. But, you know, it's, you can't do away with what God says, and God says to witness and be a positive, you know, for Him. You know, I don't have a whole lot longer, probably, to be in this world. And I feel like God has given me a purpose. It says in the Bible, that one of the verses that I like the most, "For I know the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord." God gives us all a purpose. And it's up to us whether we come to Him and do what He says. And right, that verse was given to me when I was going into a doctor's office after I found out that my cancer had spread to my bones. And it gave me a hope that, or knowledge that God had a plan for me, you know, for the future. I was thought to have a year or two after I was found out to be sick. And I've had about 4 years right now, and who knows, I may have more, but it's looking like it may be toward the end. Now, another verse that made me really consider, you know, where I'm at in my life. And it says, Psalms 71:18. "Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, which I definitely am now, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. Your power is to everyone is to come." You know, we should all remember that we trust in our God, and we need to tell about Him. It's hard for me to believe that, you know, as Christians, that we're not out telling of His Word. And thank goodness that we're getting old enough to tell other people, especially our kids and grandkids. You know, you don't want to get to heaven and they're not there. I'm doing now what I should have been doing all my life. God has blessed me so much.